A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but they could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man named from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this reason, for this man has chosen an instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles, the kings, and children of Israel, and I will show him that he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he was eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness towards us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him, just as the living Father sent me. And I have life because of my Father. So also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see the conversion of St. Paul, who was first named Saul. But the thing we want to focus on is here's Jesus appears to him and says, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And again, Jesus was already in heaven. He was already dead, resurrected. So how could he say, "You're persecuting me"? Because to persecute the Christians is to persecute Christ, because it is his body. And so when we pick on people who belong to Christ and we persecute them in our hearts because we don't like them, these can be members of our own family. "Well, they're Christians." "Well, not the type of Christians I expect." Nobody asks you. Aren't you excited? What you do to them, you do to Jesus. What I do to them, I do to Jesus. And we got to remember this and know this. Again, when it's here where Paul is explicitly, Jesus makes it clear in Matthew 25 when he says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers or sisters, you do to me. And we think it's only the poor, but it's the least on my list, my personal list. So when I sit there and I go all the way down to my personal list, the person I hate the most, that person is Jesus Christ, period. Doesn't matter how nice I look when I go to communion today or watch this. It doesn't matter if I still treat Christ badly in his people. I can treat him terrifically here at the Eucharist, but if I treat him badly in the people, I am still persecuting Jesus. So it's a challenge from Christ himself to see him in all his people. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.